Okay, Linda in Sydney, Nebraska is up next. Linda, you're welcome to Catholic Answers Live with Jimmy Akin. Got about 2 minutes. Go for it, Linda.
Thank you very much. Yep. I have a quick question. Mm-hmm. I know because of original sin, women have to go through labor pains. My question is, Mary, who was born without original sin, did she go through labor pains?
This is a question on which the Church doesn't have a formal teaching. Stephen Gradonis, the film reviewer, did an investigation of this subject a while back, and he even consulted Cardinal Avery Dulles on the question. And you can Google Steve Gradonis and nativity story and labor pains, and it should come up. Cardinal Dulles gave the opinion, with which I would concur, that the Church really doesn't have a teaching on this one. Mary was free of original sin, but she also was not living in a glorified state that excluded all suffering. That's obvious from the fact that she's even told she's going to suffer, a sword will pierce your own heart also, because of Jesus. And so if she was able to suffer in other contexts because of Jesus, it's possible, you know, she could have had contractions or things like that. Particularly when you look at the Old Testament, if you look in Genesis 3, God doesn't say to the woman, I will give you pains in childbearing. He says, I will multiply your pains in childbearing, suggesting that there already would have been pains in childbearing, even if Eve had not fallen, but now that she has eaten the forbidden fruit, now the pains are going to be worse. So we don't have a lockdown exclusion of labor pains for Mary. On the other hand, there is a surprisingly early tradition that Mary didn't suffer labor pains. It's in the second century in some Christian hymns known as the Odes of Solomon, and it's even in a book called The Ascension of Isaiah, which I've recently done a study of the dating on, and I would put The Ascension of Isaiah in A.D. 67, so quite possibly during Mary's own lifetime, and you know, very recently thereafter, if she'd already concluded her earthly life. So there is a surprisingly early tradition that Mary did not have labor pains, but I can't rule it out altogether.